Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I love you. I love you, love you, love you. Thank you. I just got to say this. Thank you for supporting Good Deeds. You know, we do a lot of things in the radio and TV show, and you really support us. We thank you for your advertising, your sponsorship, you know, just the things that you do to actually help us stay, you know, afloat. You know, we thank God for that because, you know, it's only because of him that we actually move, breathe, and everything we do. But let me tell you this right quick. You are purpose to where you are right now. I know some people may say, oh, Dr. Sunday, this is not a good place I'm at right now. This is not. But let me tell you three things. You know, I always have to do things in threes that you need to do to move past that difficult situation, to move past the situation you think and we perceive in that is not a good thing. Three things you have to do. First, you got to believe. You got to believe that what you are is not what you're going to end up being, okay? You got to believe in your heart. It's something inside that's actually going to move you forward. It's that, you know, it's that inner peace you have regardless of what you see. And, you know, just believe. Just believe. It's going to get better. Just believe. Number two, trust. You got to trust the process because let me tell you, most businesses, most purpose, most things, even writing a book, it takes a little bit because you got to write the book, and guess what? You got to edit it after that, and then you got to make it go print. You know, it's a stepwise process in everything we do and say. So just trust the process. But let me tell you a caveat with that. You got to make sure you do your due diligence in everything you do and say. Now, that's a whole conversation, okay? Now, another thing is you got to have an action. You got to take action. I know Steve Harvey and Lisa Nichols said, take that leap, take that jump. You got to do that. You got to take some kind of action. And the three things that I always say to get past a difficult situation is what we said, believe, trust, and you got to walk it out, take an action. And the reason I went through all that, because somebody need that, someone that's listening now or someone listening to the archive, because it may be the situation you in. You say, oh, I'm not going to make it, but you're going to make it because you got to, don't stop, you got to what? Get it. I always have to say that. But today we actually, the wonderful young lady we have today, we're going to talk about, because everybody has a message, everybody has a story, everybody has a purpose and a reason why you were born and now you're here on earth. It's a reason for that. And we're going to talk about that more in detail. She's going to give us some strategies. She's going to give us some tips to find out how we can turn your message. Now, we're talking about you today, okay? How you can turn your message, guess what, into a movement. See, you're just not doing this just to make a little money. You're not doing this just to help one person. You are going to make a movement that is going to impact people's lives. It's going to change people, and they're going to actually move closer, guess what, to their destiny. And we don't want to delay because I have my pen, guess what, and I have my paper ready. We have none other than the CEO Empowerment Speaker, okay? Get ready, like TV Jake says. Miss Shavanna Speaks More is here with us on Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Yes, I got so like dancing over here. You got me over here hype, and I'm ready to go now. Oh my God! Thank you so much for having me. I'm on fire.
I just love your spirit. Oh wow! But then let's get this started because I just love her platform. And ladies, gentlemen, you're gonna actually be a part of this, and you're gonna find out how you can actually, you know, connect with her and get her products and services. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and the things that's going on in your life.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me again, Dr. Renee. So I am Shavanna Speaks More. I am currently an empowerment speaker, an entrepreneur, and an international best-selling author. I have a movement called Divas in the Kitchen, LLC, and what we do is travel all over the globe, and we teach women how to wind down and relax while learning to cook with style. So our mission is to empower women to enhance their partnerships through the ecstasy experience. And with that, we focus on food, empowerment, health, wellness, and intimacy. And, of course, my movement came from a passion of mine, of course, and I managed to turn my message, all the stuff that I went through in my life, into a movement, which is Divas in the Kitchen LLC. So I will explain later how I managed to do. But in the meantime, that's pretty much what I'm doing right now. Currently, I'm speaking all over the world and just really empowering women all over the world to be the leader that God has called them to be. Because a lot of us as women, we tend to not follow our dreams and really give up on life when certain instances and things start to happen. We give up. We just throw in a towel and we don't proceed and move forward, knowing that there's something bigger inside of us. There's something greater inside of each one of us. So we need to live out our mission and turn our message into our movement. So I preach that message all over the world. Well, not necessarily preach, but I speak that message all over the world to women and just really empower them to walk in their fullness and walk in all that God has for them.
Yes, I totally agree with that. You know, let's step back a little bit because, you know, we get all type of people that listen. And, you know, different backgrounds, you know, we all, you know, have different backgrounds. We, you know, even on the economic, you know, stance or even the situation that we've been through, we, you know, whatever we deem them to be, as I said earlier. But tell us, you know, when we... Why, you know, I guess we could talk all day why women do that, you know, we emotion and all that. But tell us how we know our past. You know, I think someone, I can't remember the name, has it's kind of a joke saying that the reason the front mirror in our car is bigger than the rearview mirror is because we need to leave it back there. And we need to actually go forward in the things in life. But tell us how we can move, you know, and that's what your whole movement is, how we can move forward in the things. Because the past, we're tired of the past. You know, we need to actually move forward so we could actually be in our destiny. Talk about that a little bit because sometimes, and I hate to say it because I was there at one time, that we don't recognize we're in a difficult situation. We don't recognize that we can't get out of that hole, if you will. Can you speak a little bit about that? Because I think a lot of times we don't recognize that we're in a situation that we actually need to move forward from.
Absolutely. And I definitely agree with you, Dr. Renee. One thing I do know is that as women, we wear many hats. A lot of us are moms, we're wives, we're mothers, business owners. I mean, you name it, we do it, ministers. But what we have to understand is that, for one, God would never put more on us than we can handle. And that's the first thing. But I want women, any woman or man that's even listening today, what I want you to realize is that no matter where you are right now, there is greater in store for you. And it wasn't even until I was in a very dark place in my personal life that I even found my purpose. And I find that when you're in that place is when your purpose is revealed to you. So it was a really dark moment in my life where I felt like my back was up against the wall. Nobody was there for me. I really didn't have anybody to call. And one thing that I always laugh at God about is sometimes he'll put us in positions where nobody's there to help us. Nobody can get us out of where we are. So you really have to depend solely on him. You have to really submit yourself and surrender to him. And that's when your mindset will start to change and you come out of that situation. So there are four things that I normally share with people, four strategies that I share with everyone on how you can even prepare yourself to get in a situation to get out of the message or the mess that you're in. Because we don't want you to look at your past as if it's your current situation and your current reality. And when you look at it, you need to look at it to pull other people out and move forward in life and in general. So the first strategy I want to share with everyone is transformation. Transformation is very important. It's very vital to your next level in anything that you do, whether it's your personal life, your career, your business, whatever it is that you're looking to do, a transformation has to occur. You can never go to the next level with an old mindset. What does that mean? That means that each of us want something greater out of life. Like I said, no matter where you are in life right now, whether you're extremely happy or whether you're just really in that dark place and you're like, all right, God, what's my next move? Where do I go from here? Who can I call? you have to transform your mind to even get on a level to for him to even open up that next level door for you. And what I have found that really helped me in my transformation process, and it is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. So don't expect to, you know, write down what it is that you want and then expect it to happen tomorrow. However, trust the process. Like you mentioned earlier, you have to trust the process and you have to believe that God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. But a transformation has to occur. And one thing that really helped me or helped me transform my mind was to really exercise the power of I am. And it sounds very cliche, but that it did miracles in my life. And I started just really not dwelling on what society said I was going to be when they said I wasn't tall enough, I wasn't light enough, I wasn't smart enough, you know, I wasn't educated enough. And contingent upon society, I shouldn't be where I am today. However, when I realized that I didn't have to ask for permission to be great, and I knew that God had put greater in me, I started really exercising the power of I am. So I started putting up affirmations around the house. I started just putting little notes everywhere. And it sounds, like I said, it sounds really cliche, but it really does help because it started to get me and a mentality to not think that I was stupid, to not think that I wasn't good enough, but to know that I am great. I am a conqueror. I am an achiever. I am a overcomer. You know, I am smart. So I started to tell myself these things every single day, and it really did help me transform my mind to know that I am greater. I am, and I don't have to ask for permission to do so because God has already given me and anointed me for where he's taking me. So I don't have to ask anybody for permission to do so. So the first thing I want you to do is really exercise the power of I am. Transform your mind and begin to believe that you are greater than where your current reality. So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is to change your circle. And this is very, 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 very important, Dr. Renee, because a lot of us, I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this, but at the end of the day, everybody can't go where you're going. And one thing that I realized, even when I began the entrepreneurial journey, a lot of the people that I tried to hang on to that I grew up with or I went to school with, they just weren't for me on this next level. And it's not that I'm better than them or I look down on them, because that's my mission, to go back and help those same people because I've been there. However, God can't elevate you to the next level when you're trying to hold on to old baggage. Your relationships are very important to your next level, and everybody just cannot go where you're going. That's just the bottom line. And once you understand that, you know, then you can move forward. And God will make it, and just really pray for the wisdom and the knowledge on how that transition needs to occur. Because when I separated from my relationship, it wasn't any drama. It wasn't, I'm going to call somebody and say, you know what, I can't talk to you no more. God literally did it in a way where it was a smooth sailing. And, you know, it just kind of separated itself because I knew where I was going. So I started to isolate myself. And just really get more into him, get more into his word, get more into where I was going, just really focus on my family and my career. And it just, the relationship started dwindling on their own. And that's just the way it happened. But to get to your next level, you have to be very mindful and cautious of who you're around, because sometimes those relationships can hinder you from getting to your next level and you don't even know it. So a lot of us, we're sitting here like, oh, my God, God, why can't you open it? Why hasn't this door opened for me? You showed me my vision. I know where I'm going, but why aren't you moving for me? Why aren't you moving on my behalf? You have to check who you connected to, because every connection is not supposed to be connected to you on this next level. And if you're still holding on to that old baggage, he can't elevate you. It's just not going to happen. And then the third thing, there are four strategies that I wanted to share. Transformation was the first. Change your third one is accountability. And this is very important as well, because a lot of women I know, we say we want all of these things. We say that we want success. We say that, you know, we want to travel this journey, and but we're not accountable. We don't hold ourselves accountable. We're very lazy, a lot of us, and you know, when things get tough and your bills are due, or you don't have money to invest in something, or things get hard in business or in your career, you just want to give up. You're not holding yourself accountable for where you're going. Instead, you're focusing on your current situation. So my advice would be to focus on where you want to go and not where you are, and then hold yourself accountable for getting there. And what does that look like? That means to surround yourself around people that are in your industry. And this is not geared just towards entrepreneurial women or men, even though that's my main niche. It's for everybody. Start to look at where you want to go, and then start to surround yourself around people that are on that level, so they can, because for some reason that does something to you. When you start to look at them move and how they walk and how they talk and what they move and what their daily routine looks like, it starts to put a fire in you to step your game up, to level up, as I always say. So, you know, it starts to make you want to say, okay, well, I know I'm great. I this is where I want to be, so let me see what I need to do. Start to really to watch the leaders that you admire or that you look up to in your industry and learn something from them. Take it upon yourself to learn something on your industry or your career, to learn something. Stay learning. You know, always be willing to learn. I don't care how famous you are or how much you already know. Every great leader is always willing to learn more. Nobody knows it all. You have to continue learning, and then you have to hold yourself accountable. If you have to write down, I write down daily my task every single day. You know, I stay writing things down that needs to be done, my to-do list or something that needs to be done next week or the next day, and I just stick to it. So I always recommend that you always stay learning, focus on where you want to go and not where you are, and then hold yourself accountable for getting there. So like the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. And then the last one, as you stated earlier, Dr. Renee, is action. So action breeds success. And this is where I feel a lot of people get stuck, because they don't take action. They you know, once again, a lot of us say what we want, and it looks good on the outside, but it takes action. It takes action for you to do anything in life, no matter what it is or wherever you want to go. You got to stop asking for it to be great, because your success isn't contingent upon what the next person thinks about you or what the next person is doing. So we have to learn to take our eyes off of everyone else and be accountable and take action for our own success. And the difference between the average person and the person that's pursuing their dreams is action. So at the end of the day, if you don't take action, then nothing's going to happen for you. You're just simply wasting your time waking up every day dreaming about the same thing over and over again. But until you put forth effort and take action, then absolutely nothing's going to happen. You have to know why you're doing what you're doing and not because everybody else is doing it. And then you have to allow that to drive you. Allow that to be your driving force to take action. They say faith without works is dead. So even though you have the faith, even though you know that God told you that he was going to do this for you, you still have to take action. You can't just sit around and say, okay, well, God, you told me you were going to do this for me, and then just wait on him to do it. You still have to do your part. So it's not just going to happen like that for you. So you have to learn to take action. And if you do these four things, I guarantee you, you will be on a path to success. And it sounds like really simple steps, but when you really break it down, it's not as simple as it seems. And transformation alone is one of the things that I think for women in particular, for us to do, because we're so stuck in our ways. We're a lot of us, you know, we're so independent. We're this way, and I've had conversations before, even a few months ago, I had a conversation with someone, and we were talking about something, and I made the comment that, well, that's how I've been. You know, I've always been that way. That's just who I was since I was a little girl. But where I went wrong in that conversation was saying that that's how I've always been. And then you realize why you're still in the same situation, because you're doing the same thing that you've always done. In order for you to get different results, you have to do something different. Yeah, I used to be that same person, or yeah, I used to, you know, have conversations like this, or this used to be my lifestyle, but now I'm a completely different person. So the way that I used to be is just not going to work for me on this level. And if that's okay with you, then you can be okay staying at the same level. But if you want more, and you know that God is calling you to do something greater in the world and really turn your message into a movement that can move people and make an impact in the lives of people all over the world, a transformation has to occur, and that's just the bottom line. And utilizing the power of I am is really heavy with that, with transformation. So hopefully that helps somebody. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I know I feel like I'm flying through this, and there's so much more to share with you guys. But in a loophole, that's basically what it is. The first step, I'll go through one more time, is transformation. The second step is change your relationship, or change your circle. Your relationships are very vital to your next level. And the third step is accountability. Focus on where you want to go and not where you are, and then hold yourself accountable for getting there. And then action. And it's just simply action breeds success. That's the bottom line. If you don't take action, you're never going to be successful. So I hope that helps somebody, Dr. Renee.
Oh, no, that is very powerful in what you were saying. I mean, because, you know, we as a people, it's just, you know, how God works. I mean, we didn't even... You know, that's what people always ask me, do I do props, or do I use a teleprompter, you know, all those kind of things when I do my radio and TV. I used to do that when I first started. We had to do like 12 different takes each time. The radio show didn't work out, some didn't work out. But when you flow in God, I had no idea that she was going to flow like she did. And then it always ties up together. But, you know, I have one more question to ask, and then we want to get your contact information, how we can support you. You know, with all that, I want to point out one thing, because we miss this a lot, and you said it so wonderfully, that we need to say, I am. Well, I am, you know, affirmation, confessions, or, you know, people call them different things. But listen, I know this may sound, I'm going to say elementary, I guess, for me to ask this question, but we need to hear this. And I'm saying we, all of us. How often do I need to do these? You know, can I just, you know, I want to do like I go to the restaurant. When I order at one window, then go to the next window and pay, I want my food at that third window. Tell us about that, because I think people need to let that sink in. You did allude to it and in one of your other steps, but I think people, the concern I have with affirmations, and I had that issue myself when I first started, that we think it's going to be like the restaurant, you know, the microwave mentality, you know, like we are. But speak on that just and let us know. You know, about that, you did mention it. And then also, when you finish, please tell us how we can contact you and how we can support you on social media as well.
Absolutely. Well, let me use my own experience for this, because I mentioned earlier that I suffered from what I used to call the I'm not good enough syndrome. And growing up, you know, a lot of things happened up until the point where my life literally took a complete turn. But in the meantime, growing up, I was told things like I was stupid, I was never going to amount to anything, I will always be a single mother on welfare, living in poverty, you know, just those things. So I started to believe those things, and that started to shape my reality of who I was. And one day I had a reality check, and literally things changed my life forever. And this was one of those things that changed my life. The power of I am is basically telling your unconscious mind believes what you tell it. So what does that mean? So the more you beat up on yourself, the more you tell yourself that you're not going to make it, or you're always going to be in this situation, or society is shaping who you supposed to be, and you're allowing that, the longer you're going to sit in that process. So when you start to really share, and honestly, there is no, I wouldn't say there's a certain time frame or number of times that you should say it a day, but what I will tell you is that you need to be saying, I am whatever you are, I am great, I am successful, I am an overcomer, I am an achiever. Say it as much as you can throughout the day, as long as you can, until it begins to become a lifestyle for you. And that's just the honest to God truth. And what that looks like now on my end, I'm very successful at the level I'm at now. Even, yeah, I want more and I'm going to get more. However, even today, there are always days that I wake up and I'm the empowerment expert. So my mission and my assignment is to empower women all over the world. Does that mean I don't have issues? No, it doesn't mean that. But what that does mean is, even on my worst day, I'm telling myself, you know what? This is not my reality. I am an achiever. So I'm steady saying it. I'm steady speaking life to myself on a daily basis. To now, it has become a way of life for me. It's become a lifestyle. It's no longer something that I have to get up and make myself do. So my advice on that would be, when you say it as frequently as you can. Even if you're in your car, you know, I used to be in the car, and I have two young boys that I just had the last 2 or 3 years. So when I used to be in the car, it was kind of like my downtime, because when I had them, at the time, I felt as though I couldn't pray, I couldn't meditate like I used to, because someone was always up in the middle of the night, I got to get up and feed someone, like it was always something, so I didn't have time to really exercise my meditation and prayer life like I used to. So when I'm in a car and I'm having a really rough day, I will always continue to speak to myself and say, you know what, I am successful. I am happy. I am going to have an abundant life. I am wealthy. I just kept telling myself this over and over. And people would look, they would pull up to the stoplight and look at me like I was crazy. But the more I told myself where God seeing me and not what my current reality was, the more it started to shape who I became and who I have become today. So what I will recommend is, when you use the power of I am, is one of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself. If you don't take anything away from anything I've said today, start utilizing the power of I am. I don't care where you are, how your life looks, how good or bad your life may be right now. If you start utilizing that, your brain is going to start to believe it, and then it's going to start to shape your reality. So no matter what dark place you're in right now, start to tell yourself the complete opposite. If you know that, you know, you're in a really tough spot right now, all your bills are due, you just lost your job, you just went through a divorce, don't believe that, because that's not who God has called you to be. You start telling yourself the opposite, that you are better than that you are going to get through this, that you're going to have more than enough money to pay your bills. You know, start telling yourself these things, and it's going to start to shape your reality. So do it as frequently as you can until it becomes a lifestyle. So I hope that answers your question, and I really do hope that helps somebody, because when people see it, they're like, oh, affirmations, everybody's doing affirmations, everybody's doing this, but it helps. It helps. The power of I am is one of the most powerful tools you can use, whether it's in your career, in your marriage, in your personal life. It's powerful. It's very powerful, and I guarantee you, if you try it, do it for just 21 days, back to back to back to back to back, and see how your life starts to change. And see how what you're speaking starts to become a reality. I don't care how bad it is. I will tell you that, and you can guarantee that. If you start to believe it and you just keep saying it over and over and over again, when you wake up in the morning before your feet hit the floor, I'm going to have a prosperous day. I am wealthy. I am happy. And that's going to start to shape your reality, even if you have an attitude or if you're having a terrible day. Tell yourself the complete opposite, and then your mind's going to start to believe that. So with that being said, I don't want to take up too much more time, but I really do hope that somebody got something from what I said on tonight or this evening. But I can be reached. My website is www.shavannamoore.com. On Twitter, on Periscope, I'm just at Shavanna Speaks. And on Facebook is Shavanna Speaks More.
Oh, I just totally enjoyed myself. And I know everybody has this show done. Oh, my God, you're just so powerful. We just, you know, first of all, just thank you so much for being in your purpose. That's just all hands down. But thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds. And if you need us for anything, don't hesitate to contact us.
I sure won't. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed myself. I hope you guys got something from what I said tonight. I hope I wasn't going too fast. I was trying to squeeze it all in, but I really wanted you to get it, you know. So I hope it stuck with somebody. Even if it just impacted one person, my assignment was complete. So thank you so much, Dr. Renee, for even having me. I'm so honored and humbled for the experience.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're right, just one person.
Yes, oh, I told that one guy. No, I was going to say, real quick, when God gave me this assignment to speak, it was very interesting, but I told God, I said, you know what, God, in any capacity that I can use my voice, whether it's, you know, during an interview, speaking, whatever you call me to do, I'm going to do it. And if I can just impact one person and inspire them to lead and take action and change their life for the better, then my job is done. You know, a lot of us as speakers, and when we get to a certain level, it's not so much about our assignment anymore. It's about you getting all the glory and you getting all the, you know, rewards and everything, but it's never been about you. My whole life, it was never about me. Everything that I went through was never about me. It was about those people that I'm going to touch and impact their lives for them to be great and do what God called them to do. So, like I said, as long as, even if I touch one person, my job was done. So everything else doesn't matter. So thank you so much again. And I love you guys so much.
I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, amen. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we had a fireball right there. I love her. Her spirit is in the right place. You just pray for her success and everything and everything and everything. And ladies and gentlemen, you know I love you here at Good Deeds. So the things that we do, it always works out. That's all I have to say. The person that needed to hear this will hear it live, or they will actually hear it on the archive. But the things to remember, I always say, you do have a calling. You do have a reason that you were born, the reason you're here right now. You have to, don't stop, what? Get it, get it. If you need us for anything, you know how to contact us for the radio, TV, publishing company, the nonprofit organization, our speaking platform, just all the things that God has entrusted me with. I'm humble for it, number one. But please go to www.reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. We love you, love you, love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.